Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. All right, I don't have any big news for you today, but later on, I'll give you a tip that I think is pretty useful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's no news, so let's talk about some other stuff. The other stuff is what people are playing, of course. Oh, wow, it's a busy night on a Saturday night. Ranked Battle Royale, 294,000. Battle Royale, 453,000. Rocket Racing, 11,000. Festival, 31,000. Lego, 77,000. Zero Build has 499,000. Ranked Zero Build has 57,000. And then if we're looking around at some creator-made stuff, Capture the Flag, 10v10, 1,500. You got Milad Party Royale, 491. Let's see. Default Parkour, 425 levels, 3,200. Go-Goated Zone Wars has 52,000. Escape from Barry, 2,900. Duo Prison Escape, 245. City Free for All. All Weapons, 1,800. Peace Control 2v2 has 40,000. And there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. All right. Let's just take a quick reminder to remind you to do your quests, do your match quests, your daily match quests, because that's ends up being big XP by the time you do all three of them. Your story quests are still there. Make sure you get caught up on those, the weeklies, of course, all those milestones. Again, for me, I've been playing ranked, so trying to unlock the rewards in that. Survivor medals, and then just stay up to date on everything. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, looks like it's be a lot of the same from yesterday. Lady Gaga, the Fender stuff, the cars, the jam tracks, Lantern Fest, Lady Gaga, the Lego stuff. We got the Jump Shot outfit for 1,200. Slam Dunk Pickaxe for 800. Hang Time Glider for 1,200. Brilliant Striker outfit for 1,200. Insight outfit for 1,200. Scarlet Serpent outfit for 1,200. The Rats Attack bundle still here. We got the Scorpion outfit for 800. Phone It In emote for 800. Shanty for a Squad emote for 500. Rock Out emote for 800. Escape Artist bundle still here. Bright Storm Bomber bundle. We got the Sledge outfit for 1,200. Deep Dab emote for 200. Party Hips emote for 200. The Lego items are still here. All of our St. Patrick's Day stuff. Invincible, Mr. Beast, and Star Wars. That's all here, okay? So a lot of stuff in the item shop. You can get any and all of it using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help to support the show. Okay, so for my item of the day today, just because it fits perfectly, it just reminds me of my childhood, so it's given me some nostalgia. It's got to be that Phone It In emote. I mean, just think about, I know some of you boomers like me out there, you remember the Ninja Turtle movies, the live action ones. You remember them playing some saxophone. Come on, you gotta love it. just fits too good with having those Ninja Turtle outfits in the game right now. And I'm still using Michelangelo myself, so just fits, it fits too perfectly. So there you go. There's your item of the day. And let's take it back to that tip of the day that I teased at the beginning. And it is about dashing, okay? Because dashing is such a good way to get around the map right now. Obviously, you can have infinite amount of dashes that regenerate if you get that Cerberus medallion. Now, otherwise, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to move your way into the upper left corner of the map to stay in it. But if you're landing over there anyways, you might as well go after Cerberus. You might as well get that dash. And then the rest of the match, you can use that dash in the water. I don't know if you've done that, but my goodness, you can get around the map so fast by swimming and dashing at the same time. So you swim, when you jump out of the water, you dash. I usually like to dash like kind of up at a 45 degree angle. So you're jumping up out of the water. As you're jumping up, you're still like looking up at that 45 degree angle. You dash forward and up again, and you get going really far, really fast. And even if you don't have the Cerberus medallion, you know, you can get a long way, because every time you land back in the water, your dashes are going to replenish back to 3. So you'll stay all the way into 3 until you get out of that area. And then, you know, let's say you didn't, somebody else beat you to the punch. Somebody else got Cerberus, right? So you didn't get the medallion, but you're still alive and you're up in that upper left corner of the map. Well, you can, you know, say the circle, you know, it's somewhere around fencing fields area, so you got to get down there. You can dash and swim through the water. You're going to get over there really fast, and then before you actually exit, or you know, before you get out of the river, just make sure you got full 3 dashes when you get out, and head over to the circle on that corner of the map, if that's where the circle is. All right, again, because I told you how, you know, just how useful having those dashes is, you know, saving them for the end game and using that to help you get wins at the end. Okay, so there you go. There's your tip of the day. And that's going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.